Pleased to be able to join you once again. today we continue our discussion on health. We're going to look at it from a rather different viewpoint. Sort of like in the garden, we can tell what's going on based upon how the plant is growing. We can tell, the plant is deficient in magnesium, or in zinc, or in boron, or nitrogen, for example, which most is readily available and applied. So we're going to look from that same point of view and see if we can tell what's going on in the body, perhaps based upon the symptoms that are showing up at any given time. First of all, we want to understand why symptoms usually present themselves when there's a problem in the body. Just imagine for a moment, we have all these cars that are newer, even though I have an older one, but fairly newer compared to many years ago. And most of these cars come equipped with some kind of check engine light device. Once upon a time, it just used to be a red light come on, saying check engine. And we can look at that light, and that light can become very annoying. And sometimes we have made the remarks that, man, I don't want to see that light no more. I'm just going to go out and go find that wire and cut that wire so that I don't have to look on that red light no more or dummy light no more. But really and truly, that does not cure the problem. That does not satisfy what is going wrong. All it does is to prevent us from recognizing that there is a problem. We just simply cut the signal. Now, the body sends information to us just as well. Some of this information is sent, is recorded. Everything is recorded in our brain, for example. Every action, every thought is recorded in the brain. Also, different factors within the body is also recorded in the eyes. And so some people study the iris, some people study the sclera, the white of the eyes. And the white of the eyes can actually tell you, it's like a LCD screen for the entire body. It may just tell you what is going on, the various stresses that are in the body. So you see, a remarkable change in the color of the white of your eyes. That may be something significant that nature is trying to tell you. But if we have never learned how to read the signal, then for us it's just going to be Greek. But there are some signals within the body that we can read before it gets to the point of being terminal. All right, so let's look at some of those. Why, first of all, are symptoms present when something is going wrong? All right, symptoms are nature's way of telling us that there is something wrong when we have symptoms. I think about Dr. Russell Troll. Back in the days, he had something very, very prominent to say on this point in regard to the disease and the symptoms. I think you will find that rather interesting, because we usually, in our century here, look at symptom as something that is evil and something that's out to get us. Something that we should all try to get rid of as soon as possible. But here, Dr. Russell Troll, he says what symptoms are as he defined what really disease is, because for the most part, most of the time, symptoms may be used as or to form a diagnosis by your medical doctor. All right? But back in those days, they understood symptoms somewhat different. Dr. Russell Troll, MD, one of Dr. John Harvey Kellogg's teacher. John Harvey Kellogg was a man who was ahead of his time medically. Back in the days, Battle Creek, Michigan, Battle Creek Sanitarium. He said that, back those days, people come from all over Europe to come to Battle Creek, Michigan to be treated by him. And he used strictly natural remedies. He performed surgery without anesthesia and so on and so forth. Now, Dr. Russell Troll said this here: disease is the life principle at war with an enemy. It is the defender and protector of the living organism. It is a process of purification. It is an effort to remove foreign and offensive materials from the system and repair damage the vital machinery has suffered. So here Dr. Troll defines what disease is: the life principle at war with an enemy, the defender and protector of the living organism, a process of purification. It is an effort to remove foreign and offensive materials from the system. All right? So he says that's what disease is, including an effort to remove foreign and offensive material from the system. In another book, another author says, disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from a violation of the laws of health. An effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result from the violation of the laws of health. Nature's effort. Now, this is where the symptom comes in now. The symptoms are nature's effort to the symptoms come about as a result of nature's effort to correct something. And some of these symptoms that may be classed here include fever, nature's effort to correct something that's going wrong, boils, tumors, even high blood pressure, even asthma, diabetes, cancer, you name it, friends. These are some of nature's effort, and these are called symptoms, of course, that comes about as nature tries to correct something. For example, we have dealt with hardening of the arteries. That was nature's effort that was trying to correct some problem. Alright? And there are many other symptoms that are not as intense as these here that people experience more commonly. And we might be able to understand something as to what nature may be trying to tell us. Of course, you know, these things here are not diagnosis nor anything, because I'm not a medical doctor. I'm just sharing my experience, you know, of some of the reason why certain symptoms may show up. There may be many reasons, all right? For example, lightheadedness. Many reasons. Low blood pressure can result in that. low blood sugar can also do that very well. Motion sickness, you know, you ride in the back of the car and goes over a bump and you get nauseous and so on and so forth. That is usually from long-standing low sugar. over many, many years. And absent-mindedness is another symptom. Dizziness is another. And these can result from the sugar fluctuation, absent-mindedness, from, low oxygen to the brain, which may result from, you know, the blood being so thick and so on and so forth. But of course, you know, you talk with your physician and these things, but these symptoms, another symptom that persons may experience, cold hands and feet, or cold most of the time, typically, you know, that is associated with the thyroid. But a close examination, it has been said that it is also associated with low sugar. So you can check that out. So, when you have one of these, for example, the cold hands and feet are cold most of the time, that's pretty bad. And so there would be other symptoms related to that, such as your absent-mindedness, your concentration issue, and you may even have some dizziness at times because, you know, what's going on with the sugar. From various literature, I understand. Okay, and another symptom that may be looked at, swollen gland. That's nature's telling you that there's some poisons or toxic substance in here that need to be taken care of. Sluggish in the morning upon arising, you know, tired, sluggish. You just slept a whole night, and yet so when you wake up in the morning, you're sluggish and tired. That could be nature telling you that, you know, the blood has been too thick, or the urea or nitrogen factor has been too high, you know, that heavy protein meal, and chiefly not drinking enough water, then that causes the nitrogen factor to increase usually. And when it does that, cause the heart to beat hard, it pounds, and so on and so forth. So while the factor is usually a high urea nitrogen factor, generally if person drink plenty of water, they can bring that under tremendous control. One of the things that's associated with that, and especially with children, parents need to pay attention to what their children's habits are, because they typically don't drink water, and they'll eat anything. And so it gets to a point in their system where they're just so dehydrated, and their heart is just working so hard. They go to sleep, and they sleep so hard, so deep, they can hardly wake up in the morning. I've seen a situation where parents have to spend 2 hours trying to wake up their little son in the morning before they actually get up. We don't want it to get that way, friends. If we teach our children to drink water and to enjoy water, that may be very helpful in most cases there. Constipation, you know, bowel problems, that generally could be usually poor digestion, weak digestion. So nature tries to hold on to the food as long as it possibly can. So if these symptoms are there, it's indication to boost up my digestion. And of course, if it's really backed up, then a great thing that I would do, I would maybe do me some kind of cleanse in our detox program so I can clean that out. But need to boost up the digestion of the food, because that's what's going on. And when the digestion is compromised, we're going to have deficiencies showing up because certain nutrients will not be gotten in through the diet. Typically, the slower the digestion moves, the higher the pH will rise in the urine and the saliva, which indicate that there is digestive problem. So these are early signs that may show up: craving sweets or coffee, irritable, nervous, cranky before meals. You know, these are things telling that usually associated with a sugar that's low or dropping. You know, persons with low sugar are usually more irritable. You know, everything almost bother them, and you know, poor husbands, sometimes it can make it life very hard for your husband because they can't figure out, they can't understand what's going on. You know, their wonderful sweet wife that they had, there's some changes. You know, so those are things that a lot of times the calcium levels play a big part, and then their hormones go off, and that create problem as well. So bowel situation there, and some of the other thing that could be involved includes fear, phobia, even regular anemia. You know, I mean, you can be eating the food with enough iron in the food, but you're still anemic, and so in those cases, it could be because of the fact that the digestion is poor and it's not able to digest those heavier minerals. And so in the midst of plenty, there could result problems there. You know, and basically, the symptom list can be very extensive. Heartburn, acid reflux, you know, we've talked about those here before. These are minor symptoms, just tired, sluggish all day, regardless of what you do, just constant tiredness. And those are signs. Those are things that are telling you that there's something wrong. Heart beats hard, pounds hard, or, you know, are just rapid beating. You know, you typically go to your physician, and your physician will help you. But there are things that you should know once any of these symptoms begin to occur in your life. You don't just close your ears and close your eyes to them. You begin to examine, what am I doing that could be contributing? What is my lifestyle like? Is my lifestyle conducive to building health or to compromising my health? That's the bottom line question. Because you cannot expect a lifestyle without water, without exercise, and so on and so forth to build health. Of all the things, there's one thing that cannot produce good health, and that's lack of water. You see, if you have the water in there, you can get away with not doing or doing a lot of other stuff. But if you and I don't have enough water in our system on a daily basis, then we are asking for trouble. And the trouble may extend as far as a heart attack or a stroke. And that's one of the things that's almost a guarantee if a person does not drink water, that their arteries will clog up and that they will get a heart attack or a stroke, according to Loma Linder studies that they did on water on cardiovascular disease. They did a 6-year study which was published in year 2000. So that bears that out. Water has a greater impact in lowering the risk of heart disease than quitting alcohol, tobacco, and coffee, is what the study shows. So 5 or more glasses of water, which that's rather general, would do a great job to help to reduce. But the reality of it is, it's based upon each individual's body weight. Usually the amount of water each person really need is half their body weight in ounces of water per day. We can say total liquid, but at least 2/3 of that would benefit by being pure water. And when we think about water, if you really want the top water that would be distilled water, but any water is better than no water. You see what I'm saying? So when we look at the idea that disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions which result from a violation of the laws of health. So the symptoms that show up are nature's effort to tell us that something is going wrong. What we do with those symptoms, whether we suppress them, whether we ignore them, whatever we do with them, will determine the final outcome of the original problem that the body was going through. You see what I'm saying? Because you can ignore it, no problem. I can go out there and cut that wire that tells me that something is wrong with my engine and the light will go away. Or I can take some kind of concoction which prevent me from feeling the symptom. But the underlying problem has not really been dealt with. And the only and one of the main way in which we need to look at to correct the underlying problem, because nature wants to make you and I well, we need to go back to the laws that govern the operation of the body. Fresh air, let me put it in this way, new start. Proper nutrition, plenty of exercise, W for water, all right, that's new, S for sunshine, T for temperance, which is self-control, which is leaving those stuff that are harmful, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and so on. Air for fresh air inside our home, summer and winter. R for rest, proper rest at night, without burning ourselves out all day and all night. And the next letter is T for trust in divine power that help us to handle the stressful situations of life to have a more positive outlook. You see what I'm saying, friends? So the bottom line is whatever symptoms that you may be experiencing, go talk to your doctor and ask your doctor is there any possibility that my lifestyle may have something to do with my current symptom. How should I care for my body? Your physician should be able to tell you the best way to care for your body. But if you have any question and you want to address them to me, you can call me at 731-279-0350. 731-279-0350. You find me at Better Living Natural Food Store. We've got answers for some of your questions, and we will do whatever we can to assist you, friends. Okay? So we want to basically encourage you to tune in next week at the same time as we continue to consider the health of God's temple, the body. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right. My first thought that popped in my head was, what if they call and they're like, I hate that Better Living show.